Fellow students, the United States Marine Corps welcomes you to one of the higher seats of learning known as Napoleon's Retreat, where serious students of Dixieland music face south at the drop of a downbeat. To guide us in our studies, we have the famous American musicologist, composer, writer, and lecturer, Mr. Deems Taylor. Our musical ensemble is the widely acclaimed Memphis Five under the baton of Maestro Phil Napoleon. Fellow students, it's my pleasure to present Mr. Deems Taylor.
Thank you. We have chosen a light work as our overture at this time, as we feel that university undergraduates need some slight relaxation from their routine chores. Our overture is the work of Messrs. Spikes and Morton, and they have titled it Wolverine Blues. We know that the Wolverine lends his name to the Michigan football team, and we can see why they chose this bear-like mammal as their symbol when we consult Life Histories of Northern Animals by Ernest Thompson Seton. In describing the wolverine, Mr. Seton has this to say: "The beast exhibits extraordinary cunning in escaping destruction by the various methods designed to kill or capture it." This is all very well, but we're sure that Mr. Seton did not figure on the Memphis Five as an adversary for the wolverine. Maestro Napoleon brings it back, alive to be sure, but it is barely breathing. We present without further ado our overture, Wolverine Blues.
Is it that the corporation president, the college president, and the marine general have in common? Simply this: they all possess the traits of leadership so necessary to success these days. They have developed the ability to lead others to the benefit of all. Today, with the United States more and more assuming the role of world leader in many fields of endeavor, it becomes increasingly important that young college men assume their share of this leadership. Well, that's where the platoon leaders class of the United States Marine Corps comes into the picture. College undergraduates, except seniors, may be able to qualify for commissions in the Marine Corps Reserve and receive the world-famous Marine Corps officer training, which has helped to develop thousands of leaders both in military and civilian life. Look to the leaders today in government, industry, education, and athletics. you'll find that many of them selected the Marine Corps for their military training. So follow the leaders and find out whether you can meet the requirements of the platoon leaders class for college men. If you are a college senior or graduate, you can apply for the Marine Corps Officer Candidate Course Program. If accepted, you will receive your training in a concentrated 10-week course at Quantico, Virginia. For details, write the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C., and you'll have an answer back in no time.
Well, now we've had our little playtime with a light opening selection, so now it's time to get down to serious study. We're about to study the literature known as fake tunes. By that, we mean selections that are in the repertoire of all modern chamber ensembles and can be performed at a moment's notice without the need of consulting the printed music. Now, herein lies a notable difference between the Memphis Five and the New York Philharmonic Symphony. Should a member of the audience at Carnegie Hall stand up during a performance and call out a request for Glazunov's Interludium in Modo Antico, it would probably result in one and possibly two things. The party making the request would find himself reclining in the middle of 57th Street, or the Maestro Metropolis would turn with raised eyebrow and shout, "I'm sorry, but the boys ain't got the number in the books." Such a situation could never arise with Maestro Napoleon. To give you an example, I shall simply call out to them as follows. Exactly like you, key of E-flat, fake it, and here's what happens. We like to feel that this musical appreciation extension course is a select little group, and letters from the various university campuses seem to support us in this feeling. Letters have been pouring in at the rate of one at a time, and they all make the request that we introduce the members of the ensemble. We are pleased indeed to follow this suggestion, so we start with Maestro Philip Napoleon. The master was born in Brooklyn, but received his musical education in New Orleans during his Cub Scout years. He was the originator of the Memphis Five at a time when our parents were borrowing the Maxwell from their parents. At the pianoforte, we have Johnny Varro, who might have become a great accordionist but for the fact that the accordion gave him the feeling of playing patty cake and made him self-conscious. Our reed section is made up of Gale Curtis, clarinetist first desk. As a youngster, his love of the sound made by blowing through straws into his chocolate sodas led him quite naturally to his present instrument. At the drums, we have Lou Koppelman, the only man living to go 10 rounds with Gargantua in Madison Square Garden with his throat cut from ear to ear. On base, waiting for a hit to bring him home, is Pete Rogers, who bought his string bass under the impression that it was an enlarged pogo stick. Rounding out the group, we have Harry DeVito, who, as a child, loved to put things together and then take them apart, and is still doing it with the trombone. We trust that this knowledge of the artists will further enhance your enjoyment of the little tone poem which they now present, entitled, That's a Plenty.
Right here, I'd just like to drop the hint that the United States Marine Corps is looking for the cream of the college crop to train as its officers and to lead its men. To get the facts, contact your nearest Marine Corps office procurement officer or write to the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C.
So now, from the home of Dixieland music, this is Deems Taylor bidding you good night for Maestro Napoleon and his Memphis Five, and for our writer-producer, Ward Byron.